Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carty. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 49-17 victory for your team over Monmouth on Saturday. What impressed you with the way your guys played?
Well, I thought we executed well, you know, from start to finish. I thought we played with a lot of emotion, which was good to see. You know, something we had preached and hoped for. And, you know, I thought we played very clean, you know, not just assignments. I thought, you know, fundamentals, tackling, making people miss, playing with a good football position. Our attention to detail was pretty good. And then we made some plays in one-on-one situations that, you know, obviously created some points.
First question this morning from Andy Walder. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Hey, Ryan.
Andy.
You know, with a game like this, obviously means a lot coming up on Saturday. You know, do you really hope your guys kind of embrace the opportunity as opposed to looking at it as a, you know, a high pressure game or anything along those lines?
Well, yeah, sure. Yes. I mean, but I think, you know, said it before, right, Dan? Pressure is a privilege, right? So it's an opportunity and it can be pressure filled. Those two things can exist at the same time. And so, you know, hopefully we understand that, you know, it's a big game because it's the next game. And because, you know, we came to this university to play in meaningful November games and we're in one. And that's, it's pretty awesome. And we get a chance to be in situations like this and play meaningful games at this time of the year. So hopefully we can just go out there and keep doing what we've been doing, practice really hard, try to play as fundamentally sound as possible and match the intensity, if not have more intensity than whatever opponent we play.
Thanks.
Next question from Dan Steenkamer. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach, this might be a better question for later in the week, but I guess even early on this week, do you see similarities in what Richmond likes to lean to or their tendencies on offense in comparison to what you guys have done this season? I mean, they're known as also having a really strong all-conference level quarterback, and the list goes on in terms of his targets, but are there similarities scheme-wise in terms of just, or even outside of scheme, just the rate at which they throw the ball? What are your early impressions, I guess, of their offense generally?
Yeah, we are a similar team, to be honest with you. You know, I think our defenses are, you know, the top two in the league, and our quarterbacks are two of the top ones in the league. And, you know, for sure, there are a lot of similarities between us. You know, our predilections on offense, I'm sure, would be, you know, would lean toward pass, and that is probably true on both of us. And, you know, I think it's going to be a battle. It's going to be about who can stop the offense a little bit better on both sides of the ball. And then obviously, you know, I think special teams will play a big role usually in those games where, you know, things are fairly evenly matched, you know, those, you know, who's going to win the turnover battle, who's going to win the field position battle, who's going to make a big play at some point and kind of swing momentum one way or another. Those are usually the things that, that end up kind of telling the tale.
Next question from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Hey, Rob. Coach Carty, you've been a player at Delaware and you're coaching at Delaware. I wonder what makes that Delaware home field advantage significant. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yeah, no, we try to make it as comforting as possible for ourselves and as uncomfortable for our opponents. And, you know, I think a lot of that just has to do with the fan base. You know, we're going to have, you know, 16,000-17,000 people there most likely. And those situations, you know, can get loud and, you know, a little bit, you know, I hope something that gives us an advantage. And it has this year so far. We've been very good at home. I think a lot of that also just has to do with, you know, comfort level of our schedule at home, you know, being in a routine and doing our best to kind of keep that consistent throughout the weeks. And so, you know, we have a nice situation going on here at home, and hopefully we can keep that rolling.
Thank you, Coach Carty.
You got it, John.
Ryan, next question from Kevin Chesley. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning. Thanks, Rob. Hey, Ryan. When you guys watch the game film from Monmouth and size things up offensively and defensively, was there anything in particular that stood out where you guys kind of said, "Hey, you know, that's something we've wanted to do better, and we did it better today"?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you watch the first half of that game, I would say, you know, that's what you want a half of football to look like, you know, on offense and defense, minus the one play on, you know, early in the game on defense. And then we did a nice job at getting off the field on third downs, at limiting rushes on first down, you know, rushing yardage on first down. And then on offense, we, you know, we made plays when we had to. We moved the ball down the field. We had some 14 play drives and we had some quick ones. You know, we finished in the red zone in our one-on-one situations, and we ran the ball better, and we made a big play on a special team and had a turnover on a special team. I mean, you can't really write a better first half than that. And so, you know, I'd say to look back and say, yes, I would say pretty much all of those things are things that we would like to continue to do. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, understanding that, you know, and believing that you're capable of it. You know, I think that's part of it. It's confidence level of, you know, this is who we can be, you know, when we do it right. And when we play clean and when we play with each other and for each other and passionate and tough. And, you know, if we do it the right way, we should be able and capable of that.
Hey, Ryan, just to follow up, Reese Adinsky has put up some really, really impressive numbers this year. When, you know, when you guys watch him, what impresses you the most about him playing quarterback for the Spiders?
He's very accurate. And I think the biggest thing is that, you know, his comfort level in the system, you know, I mean, he knows it inside and out. And, you know, I think there's a lot that falls on his shoulders as well. And I think, you know, he's special at it. He really is. It's tough to find flaws in the things that he does. When he's dropping back, he's smooth in the pocket. He's very accurate. And, you know, I think he's got a very high comfort level with the receivers and the weapons that he has and the offense that, you know, in which he runs. And so I think it's going to be a tough one. We're going to have our work cut out for us, you know, stopping him and stopping those guys, the receivers.
Thank you, Coach.
You got it.
Ryan, Monmouth's been as good offensively as any team in the CAA, one of the best in the FCS. And as you touched on, other than the big play that Jaden Sheridan broke early, you guys pretty much shut them down the rest of the day. What did you do so well on that side of the ball?
Well, like I said, we tackled better than we did, you know, the prior week. I think we got off the field on third downs. We had a good plan. We believed in our plan. We didn't try to do too much. We played within our scheme. I think that's really all it takes, right? I mean, get 11 hats to the ball, run to the ball, you know, and do your job, and we're going to be able to stop most people. You know, I think, you know, some of those things, and then when you have a 15 team league or whatever we have, some of those numbers, you know, are a little bit circumstantial at times as well, like who you're playing and, you know, how many times you play the great defenses, and, you know, they hadn't played us yet. You know, they had, you know, there's a couple of those teams out there that have some really good defenses that sometimes can stagger the numbers one way or another too. So it's really just about matchups, you know, is kind of the thing we always talk about, is winning and losing in this conference is going to be about how you match up against that team, not what your numbers say. And, you know, I think there's times where, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, well, these guys are great at this against the teams they've played, you know, same as us. It's like, okay, they're really good at this. Well, against the teams we played, we're good at that. You know, we'll see if we can be good at it versus somebody who's good at taking it away. And I think that does kind of matter in college football, is, you know, can you win your one-on-ones that day? How do you match up? How's the flow of the game going to be based on that matchup? And I think those things all kind of play in the, you know, whether you're going to win or lose.
A follow-up question from Dan. Go ahead, Dan.
Taking it back to Monmouth one more time, I'm curious. I was observing you and Coach Callahan meeting at midfield and discussing, you know, talking pregame. I'm wondering what that conversation was like and how much you enjoy getting to talk to Coach Cal, because I know you mentioned him during the game week last week too, just speaking about him and the way he's run his program and built his program all these years.
Yeah, well, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him as a person and as a coach. And so I did enjoy getting a chance to catch up with him. And it was really just about, you know, CAA football and you know, kind of talking about what it's like, and you know, our both of our pads that we, you know, we had to get to where we were. And so it was a fun discussion. Nothing crazy in there, you know, nothing too important we're talked about, but we just got a chance to catch up, and it was really good to see him.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time this morning. Look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.